Yeah, they did.
But if they go through with it, and the preacher says, "I now pronounce you man and wife," then you say they are, or they have been.
Married?
Uh-huh. And at the ceremony, the fellow who stands up with the groom is the
best man.
And the girl who stands up with the bride is the
maid of honor.
Uh-huh. And probably at this wedding, the groom will wear a
wedding dress.
You got me all about.
would this be the groom? She would have strange customs.
This is a new kind of wedding we're going to.
Bunch of Scotchmen.
Now what's that again?
What would the groom wear?
He'd probably wear a suit.
An old one?
A new one.
And when you get a new suit, you go into the store and the clerk will check your shoulders and check the waist of the coat, maybe make some marks, and check the waist of the pants. With me, he makes some marks, let out 4 inches. You say you're having the suit what?
Tailor made.
Not when I buy it.
No.
Altered?
Altered? Anything else? Would that refer to cutting it, stitching it? How about this one where he just measures and marks? After a wedding here, is there any special celebration?
Well, the honeymoon.
Before the honeymoon.
one that the townspeople take part in.
Well, what we had for Mary Jo, of course you didn't have one when you got married.
No, because I never paid a lot of attention.
Where they had the cake and all.
How about the one where they used to have shotguns and washboards and horns and drums?
Well, that was chivalry.
Do they still have those?
No, I don't think so.
All gone, huh? What sort of entertainment did you have when you were courting your wife?
We probably went to the show.
How about Saturday nights?
Dances.
Yeah, we get you to go to a dance.
Well, we used to have dances down here. Mm-hmm.
When you went to a dance, if you went alone and a girl you liked went alone, and you knew that she'd come by herself, what might you ask her?
For a date.
And this would mean, would she go home alone, or?
You could take her home.
Well, I'd probably ask, could I take her home?
In the fall, the day that the first day of classes is the day that school does what?
Began.
Uh-huh. In the spring, the last day of classes is the day that school
ends. Mm-hmm.
If a boy starts to school but doesn't make it, takes his fishing rod instead, you say he did what?